Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
They are simulating in public schools nationwide, taking 6th and 7th graders to FEMA camps, mainstream news. They simulate, quote, militia gun owners and homeschoolers murdering the children and killing them nationwide, traumatizing them in psych warfare to go to camps to report on their parents and that gun owners are bad. Hardcore psych warfare run by the behavioral psychologist. On top of that, all over the nation, they are federalizing police. They are doing urban warfare drills, Marines, Army, many cases. Foreign troops are with them. Repeat, foreign troops are with them in many cases. We have video of this, mainstream news articles. And then this, law enforcement agencies joined together for anti-terrorism initiative, commercial appeal, Memphis, Tennessee. Now, you type that headline in and click web, you'll get hundreds of articles around the country. Just like Homeland Security announced 2 days ago, anyone detained, anyone stopped by, quote, federal officers will have their DNA taken. They took DNA at checkpoints and randomly stopped people on the street, pedestrians. Hundreds of officers from 50 agencies violated their Fourth Amendment, saying it was anti-terror, setting the precedent. Now, remember, this is like what I said earlier. If you wanted a bottle of Jack Daniels or Jim Beam or Grey Goose vodka, would you go to a liquor store or would you have someone take you up in a plane, put a blindfold on you, fly in a random direction 1,000 miles, and then have you jump out and parachute to the ground to look for Grey Goose vodka? No, you would. If you were looking for a Walmart, would you go to a Walmart, or would you have someone put you in a plane and randomly throw you out somewhere? But it's even more rare than that. It would be like looking for a 57 Chevy with a candy, fire engine red, glossy original paint job with creamy white fenders and red leather seats. Would you be taken in a bus, randomly driven to the middle of nowhere, and then dumped out? Is that how you'd find the 57 Chevy? This is you if you believe terrorism's real and not totally manufactured in this country. There is some real terrorism internationally, but generally that's even provocateur. It's very rare. It's like finding a leprechaun or a unicorn. And, you know, I don't really believe those exist. That's the whole point. It's mythical. This is a new myth, a new mythos, a new religion given to you by the behavioral psychologist. So they have hundreds and hundreds of police randomly searching everyone. It's actually thousands of police from 50 agencies running around randomly in major cities and small towns searching people randomly. Just like they do in New York. They just randomly tell you, line up, they search you now. They had 500,000 stops in 2006. Those numbers came out in 2007. We'll soon get the 2007 numbers in 2008. 521,000. That came out a few months ago. 521,000 stops in 2006, up from 300 and something thousand the year before. Random ones. Just, you'll be there in New York, they'll just block a street off and search everyone randomly. Now going nationwide under Homeland Security control. Law enforcement agencies joined together for full anti-terrorism initiative. Shelby County Sheriff's deputies arrested. See, this is an article telling you how great it is. The Knoxville paper said that it was ridiculous and that they could have gone. They actually said they could have gone to one street where heroin's known to be sold and busted people. There was actually an article against this when you Google it, but this one's pro. Shelby County Sheriff's deputies arrested 71 people, including 31 fugitives, during a 24-hour street sweep. A street sweep like they had in Germany's that ended about half an hour after sunrise Sunday. The sheriff's office and 50 federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies pulled over cars, climbed on boats, and served fugitive warrants as part of an anti-terrorism initiative called Operation Sudden Impact. Anti-terror, checkpoints, fugitive, and then it goes on. They were scanning license plates, everything. It was a martial law drill, and local police admitted.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror.
Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle and is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Section 802 of H.R. 3162, the USA Patriot Act, that Congress passed while 4 of its 6 office buildings were shut down under anthrax government biological weapon attack that I predicted here on air. The most weaponized form ever known from Fort Detrick, Maryland. And now the mainstream news reports that they believe the U.S. government, a branch of it, launched the attack. Enemies of the Bush administration were, of course, the ones that were mailed the anthrax. Now, all of that is going on, and it says in Section 802 that all misdemeanors are acts of terrorism, and so that there's no Bill of Rights or due process for anyone. And then you've got headlines out of AP within a year of it being passed saying local prosecutors use Patriot Act thousands of times, and that would be per state. And they just announce everything is now terrorism. See, first they get you trained as terrorism, then they say everything is terrorism. And I mean, how ridiculous is it that, oh, we're going to have random sweeps in random cities looking for terrorists? And what do the manuals say? People that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution, those that talk about Jesus Christ, those that have firearms, law enforcement agencies joined together for anti-terrorism initiative in Memphis, Tennessee, and surrounding areas. Shelby County Sheriff's deputies arrested 71 people during 31 fugitives That's because they went to fugitives where it was for warrants. When you go look, most of it's traffic offenses. They knew where they were. They just did it to make it part of the terrorism. They arrested 31 terrorists. So that's the psychology. Shelby County Sheriff's deputies arrested 71 people, including 31 fugitives, during a 24-hour street sweep that ended about half an hour after sunrise Sunday. The sheriff's office and 50 federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies under federal control pulled over cars, climbed on boats in the river, served fugitive warrants as part of an anti-terrorism initiative called Operation Sudden Impact. And we have local newscasts where it shows them running checkpoints on the streets and just randomly arresting people. And it has a photo. Special Agent Don Wolf of the West Tennessee Judicial Violent Crime Task Force. See, that Violent Crime Task Force fights terror. And Drug Task Force with his dog, Hydro, conducts a search of a tugboat with Petty Officer Second Class Rich Guthrie of the U.S. Coast Guard. See, you got the police working with the military. It's now under military control. During Operation Sudden Impact. That's right. Using the military against the American people. It's what it's all about. Like any good third world banana boat country. Richard Pillsbury works in the Sheriff's Office of Homeland Security Command Center. Those are the federalization centers where they scan your plates, track your cell phones in real time, destroy America. I would call it the Freedom Destruction Center, the federalization. The regional governors will keep the local systems in line. That's what it is. Richard Pillsbury works for the Sheriff's Office of Homeland Security Command Center. The office coordinated a regional crime suppression initiative over the weekend. Oh, as part of the terror fighting initiative. See how they're interchanging that now? Coordinated a regional crime suppression initiative over the weekend that involved officers from more than 50 federal, states, and local agencies. See, they got to fight the commie system where they funded the communists. They've got to fight the drugs where they ship them in. Now it's fight the terrorists, which is all crime. And it goes on and on with photos and the things. It was the first time that many agencies joined forces for such a large sweep, said Shelby County Sheriff Mark Luttrell, whose officers coordinated the operation. Even though Memphis hasn't suffered a terrorist attack, the city is using federal grants to fight crime, federalizing the and see the SWAT teams. It's all designed for mass arrest. They've trained the police nationwide on how to drive the buses for mass arrest. They have regional relocation centers at every airport. Here in Austin at both airports, the old one and the new one. You see, this is all about training them as a combat force against the people, publicly. It's now in the executive orders and defense spending, so it's not just my opinion now. Even though Memphis hasn't suffered a terror attack, the city is using federal grants to fight crime, which might lead to the discovery of a terrorist suspect. Oh, they might magically find a tooth fairy. They might jump out of a helicopter with a parachute and find a four-leaf clover where they land. Other cities using federal money with similar programs. Our community is considering an international distribution center. Ooh. And as possible target for terrorists, said Captain Dale Lane, commander of the Sheriff's Office of Homeland Security Bureau, which that's the political police commissariat, where they break the law and spy on people without warrants. The 100 sheriff's deputies working Saturday night and Saturday morning with 50 other agencies also recovered 12.12 grams of heroin where our troops guarded in Afghanistan publicly. Just so sick. 19 syringes and seized $1,795. They issued citations at 202 traffic stops in an anti-terror sweep. Information gathered in the sweep will be reviewed by intelligence officers at the local Homeland Security Center. The information will be forwarded to State Homeland Security Center in Nashville and forwarded from there to the feds. Other agencies that participated in the sweep will release results from their departments today. Contact Cindy Wolf, and it's got our number to read more stories by this reporter. Oh, my goodness, aren't we safe now? Aren't we safe from Al-Qaeda? I think we got our time zones crossed, as we routinely do. Bob Chapman, then I'm going to move to the next hour briefly with an economic report. Then we got William Lewis into the fourth hour today. If we're able to swing that, he didn't call in, as he normally does. Must be out on the golf course right now. That's okay. We always appreciate Bob. We'll get those time zones straight and get him on. And we do have William Lewis, maker of Washington, You're Fired. Ooh, that hurts the infrastructure. That hurts belief in the government. You should be arrested for that, Michael Savage says, the good conservative. But I do have a bunch of other news I need to cover here. Oh, man, we're in a lot of trouble. Let me shift gears now into their other major prong attack. They have the anti-terror initiative that now fights the blonde-haired, blue-eyed Al-Qaeda, they say, are everywhere. Let me shift gears into another facet of terror. I have the front page of the Austin American Statesman today. And it has the yogurt shop DNA not tied to defendants. The police on video put guns to their heads and said they would kill them if they didn't sign the document saying they did it, so they did. But now they've tested their DNA, and of course it's not them. That's because we know who killed the girls. It was the local devil cult that runs the city. That doesn't matter. The devil cult can convict them, so it doesn't. Patsies. Here's another story. You think I'm joking? Mainline investigators say who it is. Go look into it. A man found in lake was a teacher, faced FBI inquiry. Now, Raed Hamad. And guess what? They say he committed suicide. He was bound and gagged. Now, folks, if you find me bound and gagged, that's how dumb they think you are now. I mean, they grabbed Cop of the Year who exposed Oklahoma City being government op, stabbed him dozens of times, shot him twice in the back of the head, torture stun marks. He called his partner, said, the feds are behind me, following me. You know, he was going to his secret locker where he had evidence of an inside job. I mean, there have been cases with Fahmy Malik in Arkansas where they cut your head off, pour gasoline on you, arms, legs cut off, bullet holes, and they, folks, you can't cut your arms and legs and head off and pour gasoline on yourself. Let me just give you a newsflash. But this guy, new details emerge about body found at Lady Bird Lake. That's the Colorado they named after her now. Grief counselors are at, or nephew calls for ending the Constitution, by the way, Mr. Bobbitt. Grief counselors are at Clint Small Middle School in Southwest Austin today to help students cope with the death of a teacher. The teacher, Raed Hamad, taught a business computer class there, according to ASID website. After discovering his body in Lady Bird Lake Wednesday, Austin police now believe Hamad committed suicide. Investigators asked for witnesses who may have seen Hamad at the lake before his death to come forward. And then you read deeper into the other articles, and it says Austin police Thursday that they are leaning towards a ruling of suicide in the death of a middle school teacher, an activist, whose body was found Wednesday in Lady Bird Lake with his hands and legs bound and tape over his eyes. They are scientifically engaging in brainwashing. Folks, you don't... He had tape over his mouth, bound and gagged. I mean, please, ladies and gentlemen. They put a picture of a burning Constitution. Soon they'll have neighbors saying, yeah, 50 guys stormed Alex Jones' house. I pray this isn't the case. And there was machine gun fire. He committed suicide. I mean, soon they'll be hanging us from helicopters, you know, with nooses in front of sports stadiums saying it was suicide. I told you, folks, Rush Limbaugh would endorse Hillary. Now all the big conservatives have endorsed global warming and want a global tax. That's coming up next. Man found in lake was teacher, faced FBI inquiry. Police identified Raed Hamad, 55, at the news conference Thursday and said, burping on air, police identified Raed Hamad, 55, at a news conference Thursday and said the binding of his limbs was the placement of tape was consistent with Hamad having done it himself. Just like they kept telling Gary Webb that he was going to be killed. And then he moved because he pulled up to his house about a year before he was killed, and they were climbing up to his second story, down off the drain, running off. He told everybody about it. He then moved and was coming out with a new book proving that the CIA was dealing the drugs. And they came to his house and shot him twice in the head, once in the back, once on the side. And then his, quote, friend, who he had written articles about saying wasn't his friend, came out and said, I was wrong, that it was quite normal to shoot yourself twice in the head. And of course, sometimes there's even suicide notes. You come into your house and somebody says, hands up, so you don't resist and say, I'm just an officer, Mr. Jones, it's fine, or Mr. Webb, it's fine, right here. And they say, and they put you in handcuffs, and they say, listen, we're going to kill your kids if you don't write this right now. We're going to kill you. You know why we're here to do this. And your life's over, son of a bitch. You messed up. Don't you know we're the winners? Now, you're going to write this right now to your family, or we're going to kill them too. And you know what? You write the letter, they shoot you in the head repeatedly. Sometimes they shotgun you in the body. Sometimes they cut your arms and legs off. And they say you commit suicide.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlkaVita. AlkaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well. Rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients, your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
The mess up that we make will be
right. Raida Mead is a nonviolent activist in Austin. This is Free Speech TV Link. He's been on Democracy Now. He holds multiple master's degrees and has never been arrested. He is now under surveillance by the FBI because he has organized the shipment of books, school books, to Palestinian children. He speaks about the impact of FBI attacks have had on his family, his freedoms, and his perception of America. And later we're going to place an audio clip of this on air. And he was bound, gagged, had tape over his mouth. And the FBI says he committed suicide. Now, in Arkansas, they have cut people's heads off and arms off and poured gasoline on them and said it was suicide. This is your government. Now, I don't know if the Jewish Defense League or some other group, those are suspects. FBI are suspects. I mean, if they'll kill Cop of the Year, Terrence Yakey, they'll kill anybody. And believe me, I don't like talking about it. These are hardcore killers, folks. They'll kill you in a second. Certain divisions of the FBI, key cadres of anti-terror. Most of them have been recruited out of special forces. They're the types that were involved wiring up the World Trade Centers. And, I mean, I take no pleasure having to speak out against these guys. They like to kill people. They'll probably kill me one day. But the killing has to stop sometimes. You know, the raping of the country, the destruction of our liberties, somebody's got to fight them. And I can't believe that they've murdered this guy. And this is their perfect MO, because it's an arrogant, it's a signal. For everybody that has a brain, it's, hey, we're killers, back off. And for everybody else, it's just further conditioning. I just hope if they kill me, just don't believe them. I will never commit suicide. I love life. I enjoy life. I just love it with gusto and every ounce of my body. And they have killed a lot of people. A lot of people go for decades before they kill them. And it's a big topic of discussion of why I'm still alive. It's because I'm so vocal. And I'm not even saying everybody in the FBI is bad or every cop's bad, but the system is bad. And you want to go ahead? Do we have time to play this clip? Yeah, we'll play it later because we got a little guest coming up and we got another guest coming up. We'll play it before the show ends. I've got another big issue here I want to cover too. Shifting gears. Folks, if you give in to them, if you let the fear work on you, it's over for our society. I got another article here I wanted to cover. Bush halts CO2 growth. President Bush called for halting the growth of greenhouse gas emissions, and they're calling for global taxes, carbon taxes. Now, this is a tax to regulate every facet of your life, to make humans the enemy, as Richard Haass, the head of the CFR, said. He said it's fake. It's manufactured in a public document. We covered it a few weeks ago on air, publicly put out. That's how dumb they think you are. And he said it's terrorism and global warming are the unifying systems to, quote, make humans the enemy and the state the instrument to deal with the enemy. He said, humans the enemy. He said that's what it is. Exactly what I told you. Point blank, the state against us. This is what we exhale. It makes us the enemy. Not toxic waste, not burning down rainforests, not genetic engineering, not nuclear weapons, all these things that really are dangerous. What plants breathe, what we exhale, is the enemy. And now Newt Gingrich, Nancy Pelosi have gotten together with TV ads, Al Sharpton, Pat Robertson, TV ads, paid for with government tax money, telling you it's all real, leaving it real vague. This, everyone will have social workers in your home many times a year. It's already started in England. One-child policy, they're going to tax you if you have more than one. They're now announcing it. I mean, total control. Let's play the first one with Al Sharpton and Pat Robertson. You ready with that?
We're polar opposites.
We couldn't be further apart. I'm on the left.
And I'm usually right. And we strongly disagree.
Except on one issue. Tell them what it is, Reverend Pat.
That would be our planet. Taking care of it is extremely important.
We all need to work together, liberals and conservatives.
So get involved. It's the right thing to do.
Now there you go again.
Join us. Together we can solve the climate crisis. Go to WeCanSolveIt.org.
Now, this psych warfare piece you heard, made by the behavioral technocrats, behavioral psychologists, reaffirms the left-right paradigm to try to keep us in that, at each other's throats. So it promotes division, but then unity, when you go to the link, it calls for global taxes and regulation. See? And then the next one we'll play is Nancy Pelosi and Newt Gingrich. They're moving against free humanity now. To the FBI agents committing the murders, to all of you, look into how they put it in your water, the fluoride. Look at what they gave your children. They're attacking you too. Please join us. They're killing you too.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you want on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145 today.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Come, you masters of war, you that build the big guns, you that build the death planes, you that build all the bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing.
Coming up,
but built to destroy.
I'm going to get more into,
you play with my world,
Bush to halt CO2 growth, because it's evil.
Why is your little toy?
And it's what humans put out, and humans are bad.
You put a gun in my
and
hand,
how they've got total unification by the media to go after humanity, in their own words. We've also got William Lewis, who's made the new film, Washington, You're Fired, joining us coming up in the next hour, and we're going to get Bob Chapman worked in for a pop-in on what's happening with the economy. Now, I want to be clear about something. The IMF and the World Bank, in the 2002 documents that got released when Joseph Stiglitz went public, chief economist, World Bank, talked about how they engineer food calamity, how they want to buy up all the food, how they want to jack up the prices. Under State Department Memorandum 200 and the Royal Commission on Population put out by the British Crown decades earlier, to reduce third world population and to stimulate war between the sides and economic destabilization. This is all public. This is the nice people that run things. Now they're all posing like, oh, they're going to deal with the crisis. They need world taxes, not just for greenhouse gas, not just for carbon dioxide, but to feed the third world who they love so much after they've done everything to create worldwide food shortages and riots in scores of countries. Now, do I think we're not going to have food on the shelves here? Well, certain things won't be there. Certain things will cost twice what they did. But there'll still be other foods. The point is that food prices are exploding. They're talking about depression in a bunch of newspapers today. I don't know what's going to happen. And I'm not saying this is all going to be the end of everything, but there's a good chance we're going into very, very serious times, and that's why I believe in the insurance policy of storable foods. And joining us is Steve Shank, who not only is an expert on this for close to three decades, 27 years, not just that, he also is the longest, largest, continually operating storable food company. So he deals with what's, and he told us 6 months before there was already shortages of wheat and corn and things, and that it was much worse than the media said, and then all that came out. So he's also a very good source, and that's why we've got him here. Steve Shank, thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, I'm glad to be aboard, Alex. We have had... I'm glad you're so positive that you think that there's going to be food on the shelves, and I guess there will be. But we have had 4 days of virtual... Well, there will come a time in the not very distant future when we will refer to the past week, the first 4 days of this past week, as the 4 days in April. Because at one time, on Monday, we had the United Nations World Food Program announce the fact that officially there was a worldwide food famine emergency. On that same day, they announced that they were requesting $1 billion from developed nations to buy food for underdeveloped nations. The question that I had to ask, now, if folks want to get up on the eFoodsDirect.com website, there's an editorial that I wrote. I sent it out to all of our people on the email program that we have, and I sent you a copy of it. And the first question The first question that we had to ask folks was very simple. And the same day, the United Nations came out and said there is a world food crisis. That same day, we got notice that the major rice-producing countries in the world had all shut off any exports to keep all their food in their own borders for their own people because they were already starving. And that same day, they asked us, as one of the developed nations, to send, to plan to send $500 million, half a billion dollars, by May 1st, to this fund to feed the starving nations. The question you have to ask yourself is, if they did that on the same day, where do they plan to get the food? They just said there's a worldwide food shortage. Every nation in the world virtually is shutting down its borders in terms of exporting food. There's one nation that won't, Alex, and that's the United States. And the reason the United States won't shut down exports and keep the food for its own people is because all of the food here is controlled by the major agri-corps, which are international, and now we have another situation. Folks, you need to follow this logic very closely. It doesn't make sense, but it is logic. The second day, on Tuesday, CNN reported, if any of you opened up your computers and looked at the news, Mr. Bush immediately sent, on the second day, on Monday they asked for the money, on the second day, Mr. Bush sent $200 million to the United Nations Fund. This from a country that already is importing 30% of its food every single day, that has had the major companies from whom we are importing food shut down their exports to keep their own food for themselves, and we're sending money to buy food that doesn't exist.
Well, Steve, let me try to boil it down. There's already a massive food material shortage. You go in pizza places and they got ads saying massive price increase. I mean, they're explaining why that's happening. So now, as the crisis develops worldwide, nations are begging for food. That means it will accelerate food shortages that were already apparent here.
Yes. Now, here's the main thing. The point I was making, Alex, with the fact that we're the only ones that are not going to close down exports is the fact that $200 million that has just been sent out of our country is going to buy food, and where it's going to buy food is from the United States. So, in other words, what you have just had, folks, is you've had your money sent to the World Fund, which is going to buy food from the only place that it can buy it, and that means that your food is going to be shorter. Now, in the same week, we got notice that corn is going to be rationed. That's all of the feed for the cattle that provide your dairy products and your meat and a tremendous amount of anything that's supplied by the farmers.
And oil prices are way up. Truckers are going out of business everywhere. Prices are skyrocketing. And the Federal Reserve says there's basically no inflation.
That's right. And here's another point. When you get back to the food issue, you and I have talked before, and there's only one means by which a family can become independent of the controls that this famine will create. There will be breadlines, but one thing that I concluded just this last week, Alex, is something that I have never imagined before. You know, I've been screaming up and down that folks have to get in food, otherwise they'll be standing in a breadline and have to bare their butts for the bird flu shot, have to give their kids away, have to give up their guns, all that kind of stuff. Remember Katrina? We had breadlines there, but there was no bread.
In fact, the military stacked up the food for days and wouldn't give it to them, and it turned out it was a laboratory test. I mean, the grunts didn't know it. The cops didn't know it. To test and see what we do, and they kept the food away, and they did gun confiscation as they were ordered, so it was an A-plus for tyranny.
Well, and the thing is that what we will have here, there is no food, okay? That's why the UN declared the problem. What people don't realize is that $200 million and the rest of the money that the developed nations will give will buy food, but it'll buy our food. So if you think that the rationing of corn, the rationing of flour right now, and here's the thing. It used to be when people had asked me what to do if they just didn't have enough money to put together a supply with the fruits and vegetables and dairy products and stuff like you have in here for your supply, Alex, we'd say, okay, at least start with something. Get some of the basics like wheat, honey, milk, salt, beans, and rice. It's not going to be tasty, but you can live on it. What are the first things that are going short and disappearing? Wheat is being rationed.
The inexpensive staples have more than doubled.
And right now, we have families in our country that can't afford to eat.
Well, let me stop you. I mean, it's not just bread lines that have started for shortages, because that hasn't quite hit yet. The price increase has. It's bread lines in tent cities because, I know, like half the people I know, and I don't want to get personal here, more than half, their girlfriends' mothers, their boyfriends, their parents are losing their houses. I mean, all over the country. Thousands of retail chains, hundreds of medium size and big ones going out. I mean, I'm not trying to, Steve, I hope you're wrong about all this, but no doubt food prices are going to explode. No doubt that within the next 2 years, we're going to see probably an inflationary depression. I hope that's not the case, but the writing just gets worse and worse, and all the experts say it will happen. I'm just trying to say I hope it doesn't. You know, there's a hope and a prayer. And I know that with the crises, I know with all the things that are happening and the talk of war and Iran and terrorism, that it's good to have storable food. I've been doing this for 10 years. It's the real insurance policy. I mean, you say no food. I mean, how much? What's going to be short? What are we not going to have? What's the time frame?
Okay, here's the deal. First of all, I need to make an announcement. J. Michael Stevens Group, eFoods Direct, will have a price increase on March 12th. Okay? It will not just be a price increase.
You mean April or the next month?
This is April. It's going to be March 12th. We're announcing it today, the 18th of April, so that people can gear up and get whatever order they need to. We have enough material in the inventories to handle at the present buy what the prices are right now. We know that by March 12th, the prices will change, and we will have to pass them along. But here's the other thing that's more serious. There will be adjustments in availability. Right now, for example, to try and get apples, dried apples, to put in.
Steve, let me stop you. I want to be clear. I talked to you off air, and I know you're getting tons of calls, and it's crazy busy at the factory and everything else, but I want to be clear because I get things backwards some, too. Do you mean next March? Because we just had March, and now it's April, or are you...
Did I say March? I meant May. Okay. This is April. Next month, May 12th, is when the price increase is going to go, but also at that time, there will be a severe adjustment of availability, okay? Things with wheat, with flour in them are really up for grabs, but we have a rice situation right now. 67% of the rice in the world is short. In other words, anybody that depends on rice in their supplies. One of the things we're going to start putting up on our website.
That's all of Asia, much of Africa. I mean, this is unbelievable. And I've got the news reports right here. But what are you hearing behind the scenes from the suppliers?
What I'm hearing from the suppliers is they're calling us asking if we can sell them some rice. Suppliers are calling us asking if we have three major grain suppliers in the West.
Now, to be clear, what was it, November, when you went crazy and made a huge food buy? How long till that runs out?
It's already run out, but we went crazy and contacted a whole bunch of small suppliers. Right now, we picked up two loads of wheat, just to give you an idea, and I apologize for taking the length of time on this one, but it should tell people a message. We picked up two loads of wheat, two truckloads, 55,000-pound loads of wheat, because some of the suppliers that actually supply seed, as opposed to the grain suppliers, had overbought. The seeding season is done, and they haven't realized yet how dear wheat is, and we were able to pick up a couple of loads so that the people that are ordering their supplies can get the stuff that is involved with wheat. But that's the type of thing that's happening. We have three major suppliers out here in the West. Every one of them has contacted the JMS warehouse asking if they can buy wheat back because they can't meet their contract.
Yeah, folks, if you're doubting any of this, just type into Google food shortage. You'll get thousands of articles and prices doubling and just insane things that are happening. So when you say running out of food, what type of foods are and when will we see this happen?
Okay, when they start, when they do more to limit the amount of corn going to farmers to feed their cattle, you're going to start seeing dairy. We had a price jump that was huge of dairy where we almost took the milk out of the 1 year supply.
No, I know milk at the store. Nobody's noticing. It used to be $2.50. Now it's like $4.50. And at gas stations, it's $6.50. No, I paid $7.50 at a gas station.
Yeah. But this is not even the beginning yet, okay? This is just working up to it. Bottom line is we're going to start doing, folks, what you need to do is you need to get up on, those of you that have computers,
eFoodsDirect.com, big links up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It is a smart move with all the uncertainty. You're crazy because, you see, You get such good food that's been dried, packed, so it fits in small places. It is so much more inexpensive than buying it at the store, and the quality is assured, and then you don't have to worry about it anymore. We're not fearful people. We're living in power. We're living in responsibility, taking care of our families. I believe in this. This is a great company. eFoodsDirect.com. Give them the toll-free number.
Alex, you gotta take a breath a minute. I want to finish my statement. At this point, we're officially stating that eFoods Direct, the J. Michael Stevens Group, is no longer in a position of trying to sell you folks on getting food. Here is our total function from here on in. Our sole job, and this is going up on the banner on your website today, is not to sell you folks food. Our sole job now will be to find food for you to order. And what we're going to be doing on our website, Alex, and we'll be submitting this information to you daily. I'll send it to Derek, and he'll just get you a notice each day. We're going to keep everybody updated as to what's happening, what is in danger, if rice is in danger, or what they need to do.
I understand. Steve, give them that phone number, though. Give them that phone number.
It's 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633, and on the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
Stay there. I got one more question on the other side, Steve. Stay there.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Steve Shank, 27 years in business, high-quality dried foods, and that means it stores in very small places. I held him over because I wanted to give his website again, eFoodsDirect.com. Big banners on the top of InfoWars and Prison Planet. And, you know, he's been saying this on the show for a year, and I keep hoping, before you ever heard about food shortages, he was saying it. And I didn't hear him saying it 2 years ago on the radio and other shows. And then now it all starts happening. I mean, I believed him, but I believe him now, but I just can't believe all this is happening. But if there's, and there's a very good chance it's going to be even worse than he's saying. It's pretty much dead reckoning that it's going to happen like he's saying, or it may not be as bad. You know, regardless, with the inflation we're facing is the main reason I got into food. There's a lot of other reasons, because the dollar's being devalued. And so food is key. Water filters are key. And Steve's got all that, too. Steve, give them the toll-free number and the website so they can get that article you've written.
Okay, it's 800-409-5633. On the web, it's efoodsdirect.com. And please sign up for the newsletter. What we're going to start doing, Alex, is virtually every day we're going to fire out a real quick just a summary of what's happening, notices, warnings, alerts. We're going to keep you upgraded as to when things are disappearing, what's happening. The price increase in May on the 12th is not a ploy. This is just pure raw economics.
Well, you've always been extremely competitive. You've always been extremely competitive. You've been having to raise prices, and they're still very low. Give them the number again, Steve.
It's 800-409-5633, and sign up for the newsletter that we'll fire out to you at efoodsdirect.com. Get on the website, and we're going to start being an information source, not a marketing source anymore, Alex.
That's right, and it says here from Money Week on your website, food prices are going to cause mass hunger and civil unrest worldwide. It's already started. You said that here a year ago, Steve, and I wish you were wrong, but people better give you a call now. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, you take care, Alex.
You bet. He joins us once a month, ladies and gentlemen, and he not only makes this show possible, like our other sponsors, it's one of the most important sponsors we have, and it's where I chose to get my food 7 years ago, a year ago, 2 months ago, and I got family that doesn't have money. I don't go out and buy fancy cars, folks. I bought family money. I mean, I bought family food with the money I have, and today I am going to buy, I just talked to Steve, I'm going to call and buy more food for family who doesn't have money. I mean, my grandmother didn't have a lot of savings, and, my grandfather was just a lease hound and roughneck in the oil fields, and, you know, she had at least some in the bank, but her Social Security check's been cut in half in its value in the last 4 years of inflation, and she was down to nothing. And so I've been helping her financially. Not that I'm rolling in it, but that's what I do. And I don't take trips to Bermuda. I'm taking care of my family. And if you've got finances out there, folks, you take care of your family. I'm going to give her food. I'm going to give some other family I have more food. My parents don't really listen, even though they're smart. I think I'm going to buy them some food. And because that's what I do. I give people water filters. I tell you don't use cell phones. It's admitted they're giving you brain tumors. I mean, all I do is try to warn people. It totally freaks me out that I can't stop using a cell phone, though I've cut back by 90%+, even when I know it's giving me a brain tumor. It's just we're in a total freak land, and that's all I can say. So just totally blows my mind. Okay, I'm going to come back and finish up with this global warming fraud and how they've got the Republicans pushing it now. And then we're going to get William Lewis on to talk about Washington, you're fired. Big agribusiness. This country could once feed the earth 3 or 4 times over, different projections showed. Now we export most of our food and import 30%+ of the food we eat. It's unbelievable.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.